there's danger everywhere. But danger had never looked quite like this before.
Can you keep a secret?
Based on shocking true events.
This girl, Rena Virk, she's been missing for 3 days.
Emmy Award nominee Riley Keough.
Young girls were the ones we were supposed to protect.
Academy Award nominee Lily Gladstone.
Can't be.
Not be protected from.
A Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays only on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On October 30th, 2015, the Little Rock Police Department searched an abandoned car in a small residential park. The keys were in the ignition, and the car was out of gas, as if it had been left running. The car belonged to 18-year-old Ebbie Stepak.
And then the fact that they found her makeup in her car, her phone in her car, her wallet, her keys in her car, that right there tells me someone planned this.
Ebbie had vanished without a trace. I'm Katherine Townsend, journalist, private investigator, and host of the true crime podcast, Hell and Gone. And I'm back in Arkansas, trying to find out what really happened to Ebbie Stepak. It seems like everyone in Arkansas knows about Ebbie. They know she disappeared in 2015. And that her body was found in a storm drain 3 years later. They know that there have been multiple investigations that have led nowhere. And even though Ebbie's case has been one of the most extensively covered cold cases in Arkansas, so much of her life and what really happened to her remain a mystery.
We didn't know anything that was going on with her, where she was going. None of her friends knew any of the people she was hanging out with. Or where she met him.
I didn't know any of the people she was hanging out with at the time. I mean, there's a million scenarios that play through my head every day.
After all this time, no one has been ruled out or in.
Everybody's on the radar still.
Why are they on the radar? They've been on the radar for years.
I feel for these people too, because they're not cleared, but they're not prosecuted.
I didn't want to get involved in this thing at all. I said, I don't need to interfere with the police department. I regret that now.
I'm following up on old leads, chasing new leads, and doing anything that can get us closer to the truth.
No one would be able to see what I was doing from the street side if I was putting a body in here. No one would see that happen.
Did she take somebody there with her? Did somebody kill her or put her down there? did something else happen and then somebody panicked and they put her down there? All those things are on the table.
We're going to get close. We're going to figure out if he's home or not. We're going to go knock on the door and we're going to try to just talk to him.
I just started shaking. It was like, this, I'm never going to win. Nothing's ever going to happen.
Some people tell me to just leave things to law enforcement. I know from experience that once you start digging up dark secrets, life can get messy and things can get complicated. But I also know that sometimes digging is the only way to get answers and justice. From School of Humans and iHeartRadio, I'm Katherine Townsend. This is Hell and Gone. Listen to Hell and Gone on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Season 4 is out March 23rd.